Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound and Vision on KEXP. Music lovers' social media feeds were filled with everyone's Spotify Wrapped results last week. It's a list of what artists you listen to the most on the streaming site. And artists also publicly posted how many people streamed them, from how many countries, and how many hours of listening. The artist No Name reminded fans in a tweet that Spotify pays artists less than 0.004 cents a stream, and that Spotify Wrapped has users marketing for the streaming site for free. Then I saw a post by KEXP's own Gabriel Teodros, who is an artist himself, who broke down just how little musicians make on Spotify. Here's what he had to say.
Gabriel Teodros, 121.8 thousand streams, 23.2 thousand listeners, 5.4 thousand hours, 112 countries. Every year, Spotify rolls out these personalized graphics both for artists and listeners. For listeners, it shows what you were listening to and how much time you spent listening to it. For artists, it shows how many listeners you had and what songs they listened to the most. I didn't release any music in 2021. For some unknown reason, I had a song from 2014 that picked up more streams than anything else in my catalog, and I think that's mostly what these numbers reflect. But it's still an interesting case study. I want to end this myth that there's any money for artists in streaming music. I looked up every monthly statement with payments I received from Spotify in 2021. The total amount was $150. Back in the day, that would have been the equivalent of selling 15 CDs. I'm trying to imagine telling my younger self that one year, you'll sell a total of 15 CDs to one person who's going to share those CDs with 23,000 people in 112 countries who will listen to those same 15 CDs over 120,000 times for about 5,400 hours over the course of a year. And at the end of the year, that person is going to make you a graphic with his name on it and ask you to publicly celebrate the $150 you just made. Mind you, this person who is loaning out the CDs he bought from you for $150 is making at least $2.5 million annually from the fees that he charges just to this group of 23,000 people who listen to his copy of your music, because he charges them and everybody else a monthly fee to access his music library. You could add zeros to all these numbers and see that no one is making real money off of streaming other than the services who we pay the monthly fees to. If it was a million streams, I might have made $1,000 this year. If you got about 12 million streams in a year, you might earn about $15,000, equivalent to a full-time job that pays $7.25 an hour. I've got a friend who's able to live comfortably as a musician without touring, but to do that, he's got over 1 million people listening to him on Spotify every month, with a total of 56 million streams this year. In any other era, that would make you a platinum artist, but he's not even a household name. If my math is correct, he might be making around $70,000 a year from streaming. So if you've got to reach at least 1 million people every month just to live comfortably off streaming, I don't understand how younger artists are supposed to break into the industry without some form of backing or independent wealth to begin with. And if you're not able to tour as a musician, the chances are you really are releasing music and just getting enough to pay for the music itself, if that. I mean, you've got to have a completely different gig to sustain your life. One of the realest things I ever heard my big brother Jonathan Moore say, may he rest in peace, was find and live life beyond hip-hop and watch your life and time within hip-hop improve. I'm happy with where my music is because I gave up on it as a career a long time ago. Being able to make what I want to make, release whenever I want, and just only do the shows I'm excited about is a liberating feeling. Oddly enough, my biggest successes in music by any metric only came after I gave up on the idea of being solely dependent on it to make a living. I'm only scratching the surface here, but but I just wanted to end the myth about there being money in streams. I do appreciate everyone who's been rocking with the music, though, no matter what platforms you choose. It's the personal connections that mean more to me than these numbers will ever show. P.S. A lot of people are asking if there's a better way to support artists. The only platform, in my opinion, that values artists is Bandcamp. And a lot of people are asking about ways to support me personally. I appreciate it. That's not why I'm sharing this information. I'm good. And I'm good because I don't expect to make anything from my music. And I've had lots of time to figure out what else I can do. But this information needs to be out there for everyone who does want to be able to make a living doing music and has to face this. I'm Gabriel Teodro.
If anything, being an independent hip-hop artist has taught me about loving without expectations more than anything else. Be the music you want to hear. Word to Khalil. Yeah. They wonder if it's worth it. People my age say their dreams desert them. I work completely uncertain. If anyone to feel it, just know that it is healing and enough for me. I bleed publicly, believe love should be critical and free to go. See, I don't fit into a role that they have given me before and won't shrink down to make them feel safe. Now I flow for the same reasons that I first started. Purpose won't change, I can stay uncharted or go nuclear and keep the same cool core. Cause I done seen a couple supernovas before. The faster they blow, they sink back into a black hole. Many don't know how to survive that road. I'm owed nothing and neither are you, so anything we do here has gotta be mutual. It's like when you got that spotlight on you, you gon' attract other bright lights and moths and energy vampires and everything. Keep your core cool and don't do business unless it's a win-win. Remember, fame consumes humanity, but it's also temporary. I know I'm an oddity. If you follow all of my offerings, you probably gon' see the music's not a commodity or a product to me. Behind bars and feel free, and that's a contradiction in my industry. See, I'm operating in a system I do not believe in, authoring some stories we could leave for our children. Honestly wish we all approached it different, but everybody's got a high cost of living. Imagine if substance trumped all image and we celebrated what we made without names. If the music could touch the world without fame, well, maybe it does in small ways, but I'm battling a mainstream machine with no face. My homies just wanna get a piece of the rat race so they could run it, eventually end up in a cage. It's a vicious cycle, as history indicates, but I don't believe what's been done is the only way. For real, there's so many different ways to imagine and invent your life. Don't let anybody else's idea of success define yours. Just like all music is not created equal, you might not do it for the same reason either.
That was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.